2 on that trip. 15 points of the night, and it's now a 20-point ball game, 57-37. 4.5 left. Heckroth at the right wing. Being guarded by Sanders. At the free throw line, the floater inside the lane is no good. Rebound brought in by Sanders. 20 rebounds for Beecher, and now Micah Kramer is fouls Sanders, and this puts him right back to the free throw line for another 1-1 situation. This is the 9th team foul, so the rest of the way out is double bonus. Sanders shooting 1-1. He's now 3-for-5 for the free throw line tonight.
All the fouls are happening in the backcourt, and they're targeting one person. That's Sanders.
Yeah. Free throw is up, and this one's no good. Rebound, Micah Kramer. So I guess that's one concept, John.
That's about the only way you can get into
Nash Morton at the left block, wide open, gets it the layup to fall on the left side. Nash Morton has 4 points now. It's an 18-point lead for Beecher. Jalen Terry, coast to coast, layup from the left side is good. He has 16. 4 minutes left. Halfway through the fourth quarter, and it's a 20-point ball game. 59-39, and Beecher just came up with a steal. Ernest Sanders, left wing. And Connor Gettle was in a hot pursuit for another foul.
He's a little late.
I think Connor Gettle's out there for 5 fouls. That's it. Left wing to Menifield, back to Harris, right wing against Kramer. Now Cummings, the second, is fouled by Landon Zimmer. Landon Zimmer's 4th. Team's 10th. So this puts James Cummings the second at the free throw line, the 6'3" freshman.
Well, he's been blank so far.
He has no points. Has not attempted a free throw. So we really don't know much about them. Free throw is up, and this one's good.
Okay, don't foul him.
On the court right now, 5 Beecher players, 3 of them with stars and striped socks, John.
And they just hit the 60-point mark.
The 60 echelon there, as Paul Adams talked about before the game. Second free throw is good as the first. James Cummings with 2-for-2 on that trip. It's now a 22-point lead, 3.5 left in the fourth quarter. Heckroth, top of the key. 61-39, Beecher over USA. Landon Zimmer, who has 26 points of the night, goes down the right side of the lane. Jump shot from the short corners. This one's short. Rebound, Ernest Sanders. Now cleaning up the boards here in this fourth quarter. USA does not foul. And Harris is across midcourt. Slows things down about 3 feet from midcourt once again. Harris to Cummings the second. Back to Menifield. Menifield being guarded by Heckroth from a distance into the corner. Sanders goes down the left center lane, and another two-hand slam with authority.
Yeah,
Sanders
that was coming.
17 points. It's now a 24-point lead for Beecher. Heckroth right wing. That's two dunks now for Sanders tonight. And Connor Gettle traveled with it. 11 turnovers for USA tonight. Beecher with 3. 2:46 left in regulation. Tyler Heckroth sits down. He may have just laid his last moment as a USA Patriot. Gets hugs from all the coaching staff. Standing ovation from USA. Cruz Fernandez now checks in for USA tonight. Harris to Menifield against Fernandez. The left wing, Sanders against Gettle. 2.5 left. Starts his dribble. Back to Harris, slowing things down to the right wing. Menifield has the ball on his hip. Now starts the dribble against Fernandez. Nearly at midcourt once again. 2:12 left in regulation. 63-39. Good ball handling skills from Menifield. And now he just comes right back to midcourt, slowing things down, dribbling closer to us.
He would be fun, wouldn't he, in a 3-on-3 tournament?
I think so. A lot of these players, John. Wouldn't matter if it was a 9 or 10-foot hoop. Back to Harris, back to Menifield.
Menifield is pretty slick out there.
5'9 sophomore. Absolutely nothing to the kid, but unbelievable dribbling skills. 100 seconds left, 24-point ball game.
He's showing the ball. Just hoping that you go ahead and take the bait.
Now all 4 other players for Beecher down on the baseline. It's 1-on-1, Menifield against Fernandez. Goes between the legs about 6 times, now retreats. 1:22 left. Menifield against Fernandez.
I smell an exclamation point.
I think so too. trying to lull him to sleep. Menefield against Fernandez. 1 minute remains. Beecher on their feet. They're going to be going back to the quarterfinals for the first time in, oh, just a mere 2 years. 55 seconds left. 63-39. Menefield dribbling against Fernandez, and now Fernandez goes for the foul. This will be double bonus and puts Menefield on the free throw line. Going to be a substitution coming in here for USA. 49.5 seconds left. Menefield at the free throw line has not scored in this night, but has been all over the court.
I think Kramer's coming off.
Substitution's coming in now for Beecher. It's new five. First free throw is no good. After all that dribbling, he misses a free throw.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of work. And so substitution coming in. Micah Kramer sits down. An end of an era here. An end of an era for USA as the fifth and final Kramer son sits down for the USA Patriots. There's been a Kramer at USA for about, I'd say about 16 years now, John. And now Nash Morton sits down. Connor Gettle sits down. Hugs all around. Landon Zimmer sits down. Bright future for him. Mark Gainforth has his arm around him. Give him a good coaching moment there. 49.5 seconds left. 63-39. Out there for USA now 21. Cody Babcock. Rethrow's no good. Rebound brought in. And Chase Suber as well. And immediately on the rebound, there's a foul. So we walk the length of the court. Nope. We don't walk the length of the court, but it's going to be USA ball 90 feet from their own hoop as they trail by 24 points, 48.6 seconds left. Another for USA, Chase Suber, Cade Ryerson, Joey Gola, Cruz Fernandez, and Cody Babcock. Babcock to the right wing to Chase Suber. Back up to the top to Babcock to Fernandez left wing. Back to Joey Gola, pops the three. This one is good. Joey Gola makes the three, his first points. It's now 63-42, a 21-point lead for Beecher. 22 seconds left. Top of the key, Jakari Irving against Fernandez. Flows by Fernandez, and the layup is good for two. 10 seconds left. Jakari Irving in the books. 10 seconds left, 65-42. Over to left wing, Joey Gola dribbling down to the short corner, down to the deep corner. Fernandez double-teamed, 1 second left, takes the three. This one's no good, and Beecher advances to the state quarterfinals as they take out the USA Patriots 65-42, a 23-point victory for the Beecher Bucks. USA completes their season with just one loss coming in their final game in this regional final. A 22-1 record for the USA Patriots, and another historic run for Mark Gainforth, Steve Bone, and the entire USA basketball program. Final score, Beecher 65, USA 42, after four quarters of play. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. We'll return in just a moment.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring. Or stopping by our Vision Center, Senior Living, our Wellness Center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb, it's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours too. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations.